force, attraction, adhesion, cohesion. From Signs and Health 124. Right interpretation. The universe, like man, is to be interpreted by science from its divine principle, God, and then it can be understood. But when explained on the basis of physical sense and represented as subject to growth, maturity, and decay, the universe, like man, is and must continue to be an enigma. All force mental. Adhesion, cohesion, and attraction are properties of mind. They belong to divine principle and support the equipoise of that thought force which launched the earth in its orbit and said to the proud wave, thus far and no farther. Spirit is the life, substance, and continuity of all things. We tread on forces, withdraw them, and creation must collapse. Human knowledge calls them forces of matter, but divine science declares that they belong wholly to divine mind, are inherent in this mind, and so restores them to their rightful home and classification. Corporeal changes. The elements and functions of the physical body and of the physical world will change as mortal mind changes its beliefs. What is now considered the best condition for organic and functional health in the human body may no longer be found indispensable to health. Moral conditions will be found always harmonious and health-giving. Neither organic inaction nor overaction is beyond God's control, and man will be found normal and natural to changed mortal thought, and therefore more harmonious in his manifestations than he was in the prior states which human belief created and sanctioned. As human thought changes from one stage to another of conscious pain and painlessness, sorrow and joy, from fear to hope, and from faith to understanding, the visible manifestation will at last be man governed by soul, not by material sense. Reflecting God's government, man is self-governed. When subordinate to the divine spirit, man cannot be controlled by sin or death, thus proving our material theories about laws of health to be valueless. Elementary electricity, Science and Health 293. Electricity is not a vital fluid, but the least material form of elusive consciousness. The material mindlessness, which forms no link between matter and mind, and which destroys itself. Matter and mortal mind are but different strata of human belief. The grosser substratum is named matter or body. The more ethereal is called mind. This so-called mind and body is the illusion called a mortal, a mind in matter. In reality and in science, both strata, mortal mind and mortal body, are false representatives of man. The material so-called gases and forces are counterfeits of the spiritual forces of divine mind, whose potency is truth, whose attraction is love, whose adhesion and cohesion are life, perpetuating the eternal facts of being. Electricity is the sharp surplus of materiality which counterfeits the true essence of spirituality or truth. The great difference being that electricity is not intelligent, while spiritual truth is mind. The counterfeit forces. There is no vapid fury of mortal mind expressed in earthquake, wind, wave, lightning, fire, bestial ferocity, and this so-called mind is self-destroyed. The manifestations of evil which counterfeit divine justice are called in the scriptures the anger of the Lord. In reality, they show the self-destruction of error or matter and point to matter's opposite, the strength and permanency of spirit. Christian Science brings to light truth and its supremacy. Universal harmony, the entireness of God, good, and the nothingness of evil. That's the end of the two references. On an individual basis, it is an individual choice on what kind of thoughts, what kind of an atmosphere that we desire to experience. Obviously, the ultimate is the Christ consciousness. That's the consciousness that Jesus entertained. Mary Baker Eddy also, and other inspired writers and prophets. The much inferior consciousness is an individual consciousness that is inundated with material sense. In other words, it is an atmosphere which is the dance of mortal mind. There's no stability. It is not of the substance of spirit. There's no real power. Everything is imaginary. As Mary Baker Eddy states, air is power, imaginary, on page 403. But the choice is whether or not we are ready, in other words, that we have been enlightened enough to realize that living in a material sense is total futility. Nothing can ever be benefited from that other than to awaken one to the fact that it is a life of total futility, and therefore one is ready to reach out to the truth, to connect with the real source of the one and only consciousness, the Christ consciousness, the consciousness of God, the consciousness of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. With the focus primarily being on truth, because truth is the office of God, which includes consciousness. But we can be thinking about consciousness whether we are in the focus of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, or love, as well as truth. Truth being consciousness gives the ability to be conscious of whatever it is that is going on, conscious of whatever it is that one is doing, conscious of whatever is the future, conscious of the past, which of course is easy, but it's an individual decision. What do we want as our atmosphere of thought? Because we will experience whatever is in our atmosphere of thought. And our atmosphere of thought is the result of the motive of the consciousness. If we have a pure motive, then we will have pure thoughts and we will have a pure experience. The experience is a result of the thoughts, which is a result of the motive within consciousness. If the motive is pure, one cannot be attracted to impurity. One cannot have any adhesion to impure thoughts and therefore impure experience. One cannot have any cohesion. In other words, it can't adhere to it and it can't cohere to it. In other words, it is a repelling altogether at the thought of a suggestion, at the introduction of a suggestion. There is not the attraction to open up the door, to let the suggestion get the foot in the door of individual consciousness. And that is key. Because once in consciousness, it is not an easy task for it to be eradicated. Under the topic of mental sculpture was the quotation from page 403 about error's power imaginary, which I will repeat here. You command the situation if you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. Mortal mind is constantly producing on mortal body the results of false opinions, and it will continue to do so until mortal error is deprived of its imaginary powers by truth, which sweeps away the gossamer web of mortal illusion. The most Christian state is one of rectitude and spiritual understanding, and this is best adapted for healing the sick. Never conjure up some new discovery from dark forebodings regarding disease and then acquaint your patient with it. And of course, our patient is our own individual consciousness, our own atmosphere of thoughts, our own motive. Because that's what we're going to experience, and what we experience is going to touch upon all whom our thought rests upon. As Mr. Winslow states, one's consciousness is like sitting in a room and you have a phone on one side and a radio on the other. This was back back in the day when they didn't have television. But anyway, the radio would be constantly broadcasting KOG, the Kingdom of God messages, and the phone would be ringing off and on with these continuous suggestions of mortal mind. And he brought out the fact that it is certainly important not to pick up the phone. Let it ring. Don't pick it up. Don't open the line of communication where it can get into consciousness. Don't let the salesman get his foot in the door, because then he'll want to come all the way in and totally take over the events. Mary Baker Eddy did not use the postal service. She did not use a telephone, even though they were available. Those lines of communication would enable one more avenue of so-called mortal mind to enter her home. So she didn't use them. She used couriers, which were her personal household staff, to send correspondence where it was needed. They would get on the train and hand deliver it. So she would not use public medium for communication. This is a paragraph from 403 CS Practice entitled Errors, Power, Imaginary. You command the situation if you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. Mortal mind is constantly producing on mortal body the results of false opinions and will continue to do so until mortal error is deprived of its imaginary powers by truth, which sweeps away the gossamer web of mortal illusion. The most Christian state is one of rectitude and spiritual understanding, and this is best adapted for healing the sick. Never conjure up some new discovery from dark forebodings regarding disease and then acquaint your patient with it. That's the end of this recording.